This conference is being recorded.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the call. This is Steven in Denver. Obviously, there was some heated debate going on. It seems like that's all I've listened to today. I was listening to some recorded calls, and all I can say is this is probably a sign that something is moving forward. I also had a visit from three gentlemen from the FBI at my home today, Agent Paul, Agent Ryan, and Agent Matt. Ryan gave me his card. His name is Ryan N. And he's a special agent in the Denver division at 800 East 36th Avenue, Denver, Colorado 80238, telephone number 303-629-7171. Anyway, Matt, the shortest of the three, blonde-haired fella, gently told me that they wanted to talk to me. This was right out in front of my house. They were up on the porch when I drove up, and they came down off the porch, and so we met right by the street under the shade of a tree. Matt explained that they wanted to talk to me, and I said, great, let's talk. Anyway, the first thing out of his mouth was NLA, and so I said, so you've identified me as a state coordinator or acting state coordinator for NLA, and he said, well, yes, we have. I said, okay, that's great. I said, so what is it that you would like to talk about? And he said, well, we want you to know that there have been people who belong to organizations like yours in the past who have gotten the idea that they could form, and he didn't say the word posse, but I think that probably sums up what he was trying to say. I don't remember the exact words, but form posses to go and arrest judges, prosecutors, and clerks. And he said, we just want you to know that if that's what you guys are intending to do, that's crossing the line. And they'll basically, he didn't put it in the words, there will be hell to pay, but that was the impression I got. So I asked him if he'd been on the NLA website, and he said, yes, he had. And I said, and you got that impression from what you found on the NLA website? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, really? I think you need to go back and recheck what you're, reinvestigate what you already looked at and see if that's truly what you saw there. Because it sounds to me like you went there with a preconceived notion and maybe found something that you thought supported that when actually there is nothing there to support something like that. And he agreed that perhaps he should. We then got into a conversation. I explained to him that I was doing this because we have so much corruption and fraud and theft going on in our judiciary. In fact, not just our judiciary, but all the branches of our government. And Matt agreed that he had seen some of that. Paul didn't say too much and was a little more talkative, but I laid it out for them, and they kept trying to tell me about statutory law. And Ryan even suggested that they enforce not only statutory law, but common law. And I gave them that look like, you've got to be kidding me. And explained that as far as I'm concerned, the only law that the people have to follow is common law, and that common law is simple law. If there is no harm to anyone or their property, then there's no crime, and the state cannot be the victim. And Anyway, we discussed it. I explained how every week someone brings their particular case to my ears and tells me how they've been mistreated by the judiciary. And I went through several cases. They even at that point said, well, gee, that's something that we would investigate. I told them about Dave Kofelt's situation, and they were kind of shocked that the FBI was treating Dave the way they are. But they did say that when a case is under investigation, they can't even speak to the alleged victim about it. That's just what their policy is. So anyway, we had a good 20-minute conversation out there. I assured them the last thing they'll ever find me in is in a posse coming to arrest the judge, that we're doing everything properly, lawfully. We're going through the courts to regain our grand jury administration, that we are going to bring. I talked to them about presentments. They didn't know what that was. I talked to them about the power of the grand jury being able to investigate anything, just even on to make sure that there's no fraud or theft or corruption going on, and that the grand jury is not the body that enforces the law, that, you know, it will be done properly. So they left. They seem to be rather educated a little bit. I definitely intend to personally hand each one of them the jurist handbook when mine arrive. I understand from the call Monday night that those are in the mail coming, so I'll make sure they all get theirs. Anyway, I feel like this was a good thing. I feel like it was moving the ball down the field, engaging more of our government servants. I did tell them that we all live in the same communities, that we all have family and children and grandchildren and neighbors, and that are affected by the fraud and the theft and the corruption in the judicial system and the legislature and everywhere else, and that it's affecting all of us badly, whether we're the people or the servants / people. When I say that, I mean our servants are people too. That's what I mean. So anyway, I think it's all good. They did tell me before they left that other members could expect visits from them. They wanted to make sure that I didn't lie to them. And so apparently there is an ongoing investigation into NLA Colorado. And I don't fear it. Talk to them honestly about honor, justice, and mercy in our courts and doing things right, and all will go well. Oh, that's all I have to say about that particular topic. I have had some emails from several people today regarding the email I sent out about the visit. Apparently, Mike down in Montezuma has had 4 visits. His comment is, they don't scratch if it doesn't itch. I got your comment also, Steve, over in Montrose. Did you want to bring something up about it on the call?